This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve Gruber on this Tuesday morning across the state of Michigan. Welcome to it, everybody. And a short week for many of you, I would imagine. With Thanksgiving Thursday right around the corner. NFL football, Michigan-Ohio State, the game coming up later on this week. Going to be a good week. Already a good week. And a great Monday night football game last night. Chiefs and Rams, first time in NFL history that a team scores 50 points and loses. Now that's incredible. 54-51. Never seen before in the NFL. This hour on the Steve Gruber Show, we'll talk with Carlin Bowman of the American Enterprise Institute, dig into exit poll information, what's new, what did we learn on Election Day, and Norman Rogers, retired physicist and author of Dumb Energy, and that should be a fun conversation coming up after the bottom of the hour. I think we'll have time. I do want to replay the Stacey Abrams audio that we grabbed earlier today. That's toward the back half of the hour. Couple of stories. Before I get to the stories, I always want to introduce myself in case someone has not heard me before as I fill in here for Steve Gruber. My name is Scott Bertram. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, and also teach journalism here on campus and have a podcast at National Review called Political Beats, which you can find at nationalreview.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. We don't talk politics. We talk about music with political people. If that makes sense and sounds good to you, please check it out. Elton John, 2 weeks ago. Radiohead is our episode this week. So we go from the classics to some more modern type stuff on the program. And you can find that, again, at nationalreview.com. Okay. Hi, that's me. Couple of stories I wanted to hit here in this segment before we get to Carlin. Some new stuff from overnight. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from denying asylum to migrants who illegally crossed the southern border into the United States, saying the policy likely violated federal law on asylum eligibility. In a ruling late last night, John Tegar of the U.S. District Court in, guess where this judge might be from. Give me a second. He's from San Francisco, issued a temporary nationwide restraining order barring enforcement of the policy. The president's action was announced on November 9th, though the White House had as early as last month floated drastic changes to the way the U.S. affords sanctuary to people fleeing persecution in their home countries. This is a Washington Post story. The judge's order remains in effect until December 19th, at which point the court will consider arguments for a permanent order. No immediate comment from the administration. The president's decree, which is now blocked temporarily, came just after the midterm election campaign, in which the president made immigration and national security the closing argument. Federal judge says the president could not shift asylum policy on his own. Judges making these nationwide restraining orders. I have to read more about this and see some of the details. But on its face, of course, it appears. Another case of, a federal judge inserting his opinion for the president's, which is happening fairly often these days, as you are well aware. Meanwhile, also in Washington, 16 Democrats said they will oppose Nancy Pelosi's bid for House Speaker, putting their name on a letter. And where's my note? It includes, hang on a second. Includes at least one Michigan, new Michigan congressperson. And of course, now I can't find the story. Oh, well, 16 Democrats. I think it's Slotkin, Elaine, right? Elaine Slotkin, who pledged not to vote for Nancy Pelosi if she won that congressional seat, and she did. Signing the letter, Anthony Brindisi of New York, Ben McAdams of Utah. They have not yet been declared winners in their races. Also signing Jim Cooper of Tennessee, Bill Foster of Illinois, Seth Moulton of Massachusetts, Brian Higgins of New York, Stephen Lynch, Massachusetts, Ed Perlmutter of Colorado, Kathleen Rice of New York, Tim Ryan of Ohio, Linda Sanchez of California, Kurt Schrader of Oregon, Philemon Vela of Texas, and some newly elected members, Joe Cunningham of South Carolina, Max Rose of New York, and Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey. Those are the Democrats putting their name on a letter saying they will not support Nancy Pelosi for Speaker. Now, we talked a bit about this yesterday. It's hard to beat someone with no one. And right now, no one has stepped forward to say they will challenge Nancy Pelosi for the Speaker's position. Marsha Fudge has been rumored, but she says she's going to wait till after Thanksgiving to make her decision. Even if, you know, Nancy Pelosi does not have enough Democrats to make her Speaker, again, the president has offered to offer up some Republican votes, perhaps, to let that come to fruition. So she might not be in trouble after all. 16 Democrats going on the record saying they will not support Nancy Pelosi. And one more. No more comedians at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You recall the controversy when Michelle Wolf hosted earlier this year, made fun of Sarah Huckabee, made fun as of the administration, of course. It did more than that, of course, because the comedian is supposed to kind of make fun of the administration. She went farther than that. So no more comedians at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. This time they just pick Ron Chernow, who is a historian and biographer. He's written lengthy biographies on John Rockefeller and Alexander Hamilton. He is not going to do a stand-up routine. He is going to speak on the First Amendment, the event in April of next year. And there had been some talk. This is what was called Nerd Prom for a while. And Michelle Wolf, who hosted last year, said, the White House Correspondent Association are cowards. The media is complicit. And I couldn't be prouder, I guess, for killing opportunities for comedians and others in front of the White House Correspondents Association. So if you want to see Ron Chernow, well, hey, find a ticket to next year's White House Correspondents Dinner. Might not get quite the same amount of attention as past events have. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, maybe more depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on MichiganConstruction.com, and remember, there's some great training programs available too. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on MichiganConstruction.com. Coming up next, we'll talk with Carlin Bowman with the American Enterprise Institute. She's been busy looking at exit poll data from the midterm and will tell us what we know, and what we found, and what's new and different with the electorate this time compared to last time. My name is Scott Bertram, filling in for Steve. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at SteveGruber.com. Do it today.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big deal, and it was going to have serious impact on
communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment this local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.